The headlines this hour. Turkey condemns Israel's killing of civilians on board a Gaza 8 flotilla.
No state is above the law. Israel must be prepared to face the consequences and be held accountable for its crimes.
Meanwhile, worldwide protests against the Israeli attack on Gaza aid activists continue. And reports say BP was aware of problems on its Gulf of Mexico rig back in March. Hello everyone and welcome to the news here on Press TV. I'm Hassan Tavakoli in Tehran. Thanks for joining us. Our top story this hour. Turkey demands that Israel be held accountable for its deadly attack on the flotilla carrying aid for Gaza. The Israeli onslaught left at least 20 peace activists dead and many others wounded. Well, Davutoglu also urged the UN Security Council to strongly react to the Israeli attack. He called for an urgent inquiry into the bloodshed. The Turkish foreign minister also said Israeli leaders must be brought to justice over the crime. The flotilla is carrying some 10,000 tons of relief, including food and construction material for the besieged people of Gaza. It was attacked in international waters. Here's more.
The Gaza area, coastal region and Gaza harbor are closed.
The news broke at dawn. The Israeli military put its recent warnings into action. The incident left the international community in shock and disbelief. It was violent, bloody and aggressive. On its way toward Gaza, the big aid convoy was intercepted by Israeli naval forces. Israeli commandos descended from helicopters to get on board and opened fire on the passengers, who were activists, journalists and politicians with a wide range of nationalities. Many were instantly killed. The attacks left dozens more injured. From the early hours, the flow of information was very slow. Israeli officials imposed a media blackout on the story. They censored any information concerning casualties transferred to Israeli hospitals. The convoy of several ships, known as the Gaza Freedom Flotilla, was carrying 10,000 tons of supplies for Palestinians living under a three-year-long Israeli siege. Still, Tel Aviv blamed the activists on board for the bloodshed and provoking the Israeli forces.
On board the ship, we found weapons prepared in advance and used against our forces. The organizers' intent was violent, their method was violent, and the results were unfortunately violent.
Mr. Danny Ayalon did not convince me, and I think he did not convince anyone who wanted the truth. He was talking about international laws, and Israel did break the international laws. The ships were attacked in the international water. Mr. Danny Ayalon is a real, in my opinion, gangster. I don't think any official and responsible, and especially he is the vice minister of foreign affairs, can talk with this aggressivity. And what he said, in my opinion, is something who cannot convince anyone. What happened? It happened. It's a real massacre. And those ships did not attack the sovereignty of Israel, which he pretend. Those ships were attacked. Those people, civilians, are unarmed, who came from all over the world to help Gaza. And especially, everybody knows that Gaza needs those medical supplies and foods and humanitarian aid. And it's clear. And now he came to say that those ships were armed. Nobody would believe this.
Well, Press TV's Mark Viotti joins us from Paris on the phone. Mark, what have the reactions been in France to this onslaught?
Well, it's been absolutely extraordinary. I have never seen a demonstration come together so quickly after just a few hours of organizing between the various Palestinian support groups here in Paris. And bear in mind that France has the largest Muslim population in the whole of Europe, something like 6 million or 10% of the population. It was quite extraordinary because the word got out and people were told to muster or gather outside an underground station just on the Champs-Élysées, which happens to be about 500 yards from the Israeli embassy, which is located in a nearby side street. So the police were just not prepared for the sheer numbers because they simply couldn't contain the people on one side of the street, so they spilled over and they have been occupying and are still occupying the Champs-Élysées, which is France's main thoroughfare. Now, the French are not very good when it comes to holding back their anger, and there was a cacophony of sounds from people in their cars blowing their horns, really angry because they'd been delayed from getting back from work. As far as the demonstration was concerned, protesters moved in on the police. The police were well marshaled. They slowly moved back, giving ground. Then they started to use tear gas. I caught a bit of it. Pretty horrible stuff. It stings the eyes, stings the back of the throat, and it takes a long time to get rid of. So pretty unusual scenes here in Paris.
Indeed. Well, the pictures we're seeing here indeed speak louder than the words. But how has the French government responded to this?
The French foreign minister has already issued a statement condemning the attack. If Sarkozy has said anything, I haven't been aware of it. But that doesn't mean to say that he hasn't said something. But, you know, there's a lot of anger here in the Palestinian community in France because there's a sense that the French government is not being even-handed over this issue. And you've got to remember there's a long history here because it was France which actually altered the balance of power way back in the late 50s and early 60s by helping Israel develop its nuclear weapon.
Now, Mark, do we know whether there were any French activists or journalists on board those ships?
I'm afraid I can't give you an answer to that.
All right. We'll leave it there for the time being. Press TV's Mark Viotier reporting from Paris there. Well now, moving on to other news. Turkey's customs office has denied Israel's claim that weapons were on board the ships carrying humanitarian aid to Gaza. Turkish customs officials says Tel Aviv's allegations is baseless. He added that passengers had been allowed on the Mavi Marmara only after they were searched using X-ray scanners. Tel Aviv claims that Israeli forces opened fire on the passengers only after they got shot at from the inside the vessel. Well, reactions to the deadly Israeli attack on Gaza aid convoy are flooding in from more Islamic countries. Iran's foreign ministry says the attack has once again shown what it called the criminal nature of Israel. It's called on Islamic countries to take a united and strong stance against Israeli aggression. It has also called for a United Nations emergency meeting to take immediate action against Israeli crimes. Meanwhile, Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili, has proposed an emergency meeting of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, the OIC. Officials in Lebanon called the attack Israel's continued violations of human rights, which added to its record of organized terrorism. Syria called the raid Israeli aggression, and Pakistan described it as brutal and inhuman. The Arab League has called for an emergency meeting to discuss the incident. Here's more.
Thousands of Turks took to the streets of Istanbul to denounce Israel's deadly attack on the Gaza aid flotilla. Furious protesters also stormed Israel's consulate in Istanbul. Police used water cannon to disperse the crowd. Similar protests have also erupted in Jordan. Turkey has warned Israel of what it called irreparable consequences of the attack on the aid flotilla. The Turkish Foreign Ministry summoned the Israeli ambassador. Ankara also recalled its ambassador from Tel Aviv. The Palestinian resistance movement Hamas condemned the Israeli attack as an act of piracy.
The third point is that we consider that all the martyrs and all of those who were wounded, we consider them as the martyrs of the Palestinian people. They are the wounded people of Palestine. They are the martyrs of the siege on Gaza.
The Palestinian Authority also condemned Israel's attack, which it called a massacre. Meanwhile, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said the inhumane act indicates Israel's weakness. And Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili, has called the raid terrorist piracy. He said the attack proved that Washington's Middle East peace plan is deceptive and only aims to give Israel more time. The Arab League has called for an emergency meeting to discuss the issue. UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay said she was shocked that the aid flotilla bound for the Gaza Strip was attacked. The European Union has called for a full inquiry into the Israeli attack on the humanitarian aid convoy. France said nothing can justify the deadly aggression, and Germany expressed deep concerns over the issue. A number of European countries have summoned the Israeli envoys to demand explanations about the attack. Israel's 22-day offensive on the Gaza Strip at the turn of 2009 killed some 1,400 Palestinians, many of them women and children. Many believe had international action been taken against the Israeli aggression, Tel Aviv would have thought twice before launching this deadly attack on the international aid flotilla.
Now, people across the world have poured out to protest Israel's deadly raid on the Gaza aid convoy. Let's take a look. Now, Iran has rejected reports of the presence of three Israeli submarines near its coastline in the Persian Gulf. Iran's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the country's land, air and sea borders are being fully monitored. It warned that any wrong move by Israel would have severe consequences, not only for Tel Aviv, but for the region itself. The warning comes after a report in the British Daily Sunday Times said Israel was deploying three submarines equipped with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles in the Persian Gulf. Well, the report added that the vessels were sent to carry out intelligence gathering operations and land Mossad agents in the region. Now, the UN Atomic Oversight Body, the IAEA, has once again verified the non-diversion of Iran's nuclear material. The announcement came in a report by the IAEA Board of Governors. The board also called for more cooperation from Iran. The report, however, does not refer to the Tehran nuclear declaration. Under the declaration, Tehran agreed to a proposal to exchange its low-enriched uranium with nuclear fuel in Turkey. The IAEA has frequently verified the non-diversion of Iran's nuclear energy program for military ends. The report contradicts claims by the US and its Western allies that Tehran is after nuclear weapons. Well, our reports say BP had been aware of operational problems on the rig back in March, well before it exploded in the Gulf of Mexico. New documents released by officials in Washington show that BP had reported problems in controlling the oil well at least a month before the explosion. Documents show the company delayed the testing of a critical piece of equipment for an undetermined period. BP says it's rushing to carry out yet another high-risk procedure to try and stop the massive oil spill in the Gulf. It's now going to use robots to place a containment device over the leak. This as its last major operation, called Top Kill, failed. BP says it could take a week to implement the next project. BP is now trying to cap the leak. And you're watching the news here on Press TV. Quick check of the headlines this hour. Turkey condemns Israel's killing of civilians on board a Gaza aid flotilla.
No state is above the law. Israel must be prepared to face the consequences and be held accountable for its crimes.
Meanwhile, worldwide protests against the Israeli attack on Gaza aid activists continue. And reports say BP was aware of problems on its Gulf of Mexico rig back in March.